You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our regular Thursday visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, as always, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Greg. It's a pleasure.
Well, as we talk here, John, we're just 19 days away from Election Day 2008. Last night, Wednesday night, we saw the third and final presidential debate between Barack Obama and John McCain. By conventional wisdom, Obama is ahead, and McCain needed to do something to swing the momentum his way. Did he accomplish that in any way?
Well, he didn't put him away, but he established himself as a serious contender again. We recall in the debate that was a town hall-type meeting the last time, the one in Belmont, Tennessee, Senator McCain walked around the stage. He appeared cranky. He referred to his opponent as that one. He sounded negative. Some likened him to Captain Puig in the Kane Mutiny. This time, he was the old John McCain, tough, friendly, shooting straight with people, but a fighter nonetheless. And he hit Obama on taxes repeatedly, on issues such as his association with the one-time 60s radical Bill Ayers. And while Obama blocked his punches nicely, it was obvious McCain was gaining ground at the beginning. He also underscored his pro-life position on the abortion issue, something bound to help him with the base. I think he had a good night, but again, he's running against a smooth and careful opponent in Barack Obama. People have said he belongs on an album cover from the 60s, looking almost like Nat King Cole as he sits there and just exudes cool. Obama was going to win the debate. McCain needed to restore his credibility as a candidate. Whether that's enough to put him in the front runner's box again, I don't know.
John, in terms of the way that the battleground states are breaking down, we're seeing new polls showing that not only is Obama ahead nationally, but he seems to be enjoying leads in battleground states like Ohio, like Florida, and even now a statistically significant lead in Virginia, which many believe McCain has to win if he wants to have a shot here. So how should we read all this?
Well, it doesn't look good for John McCain. I would be dishonest if I said otherwise, Greg. At the same time, we know that this is a race that's been a seesaw, a teeter-totter. It has gone back and forth. The one thing is that in most polls, John McCain trails Barack Obama from 10 to 14 points. And as the media reminds us daily, no candidate at this late date has ever rebounded from that.
Well, let's take a look now at some of the senatorial races. We started this prediction swing last week with New Hampshire, Maine, and Georgia. Another state, of course, that has a contentious Senate race is Minnesota. We previewed it a little bit on Wednesday's edition of Dateline. That's incumbent Norm Coleman, the Republican, a one-term senator who won in unique fashion 6 years ago because his Democratic opponent, Senator Paul Wellstone, died in a plane crash, and the party then put Walter Mondale on the ballot, but Coleman was able to win. Now it's another unique circumstance because Coleman is running against former Saturday Night Live actor and comedian, and more recently, Air America liberal talk show host Al Franken. How do you see that one shaping up?
Coleman will survive. Right now, Franken has a slight lead in some polls because Minnesota looks like it's trending Democratic. At the same time, like John McCain, Norm Coleman is starting to pull off the gloves, bringing back some of the more scatological quotes of Al Franken. The fact that he had to pay taxes in New York for a long time, until moving back to the state of his birth to run, those things are going to resonate with Minnesotans, and I believe Coleman will triumph, and Al Franken will not be a true-to-life version of the comedian that Robin Williams played, who almost is elected president.
Last senatorial prediction here, John, and obviously the outcome of his corruption trial could play a role, but the senior Republican, Ted Stevens of Alaska, obviously the fact that there's pictures of him going to the courthouse every day can't be good for the campaign, but he's been elected since the late 1960s. How do you see that one going?
I think that Ted Stevens will not only win at the polls, but he's going to win in court. Normally, I don't do trials, Greg, particularly criminal trials. But in this one, the chief witness against the senator, Alaskan businessman Bill Allen, is having his testimony impeached by other witnesses. And evidence is strong that Ted Stevens asked for a bill for repair to his homes, not once, but twice, perhaps three times, and didn't receive it. My guess is that he will win in the courtroom and give his fellow Alaskans the reason they need to reelect the man they call Uncle Ted.
John, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, as always, for being with us.
As I'm on the election trail and headed to see John McCain, I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Please join us online 24/7 at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me right here tomorrow for Dateline Washington.